Day 35, The Possibility of Rescue. Philippians 2, verse 5. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. We were on a training mission, and, as usual, had little time to spare. Add to the circumstances the fact that if we concluded our training early, we might have a chance to return to port early, something that had never happened in my 2-year tour. Then the unexpected happened. We saw what looked like it could be an overturned boat in the water. Immediately, the decision was made to suspend flight operations, prepare our helicopter for launch, and ready our search and rescue swimmer for action. There was no hesitation by those in command, and no murmurings by the crew about being thrown off schedule. To a person, all understood that life is precious and must always take precedence over all else. The Apostle Paul understood the value of life and the need for us to esteem others over ourselves. There are times when this kind of commitment will have complications. There may be important things that have to be delayed. There will be some opportunities that we miss altogether. We can only become as the Scripture demands if we are able to place the needs of others over our own. We must ask the questions, what would I want others to do for me? If I want the best help or care, what should I expect? Once these questions are asked and answered, then we should do it for others. Remember, life is important to you, Lord. We learn that from the lessons of Calvary. We must live, even die, for others if we want to truly emulate Thee. By esteeming our neighbor above our needs and the things we most desire, we reflect the beauty of Your mission. This, Your word requires. Questions to consider. Who have you helped today? How do we solve the potential problems of helping and inconvenience? Reflection for the day. Consider a time when you were helped and the help inconvenienced another. Consider a time when someone refused to help you. Contrast the two.